The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord and offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome to a special feast day today. Here's the feast of the presentation of the Lord in the temple. And it's a feast day that's been known at different times in history by a few different names. Once upon a time, this feast day was known as the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that's because whenever a Hebrew woman gave birth to a boy child, she was ritually impure for 40 days, and after 40 days would go to the temple in Jerusalem for the purification ceremony that you just heard here in the temple. It's one of the names by which this feast day was known. But my favorite name that this feast day was known by is something of a nickname. Once upon a time, they called this feast day Candlemas. And that's because this is the day in which the priest would bless the candles that were used at Mass, and that's why I had this little blessing here of the candles just before we began. And why would they bless the candles on the Feast of Candlemas on the second day of February? It's because of one little line here in the Gospel that tells us a story of famous old Simeon, who once prayed to the Lord, "Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled." Because as the Gospel told us, Simeon was once promised by the Lord that he would not taste death, not until his own eyes had seen the Messiah. And he says, "Lord, your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations." That one line, "a light to reveal you to the nations," that's why they bless the candles on this day. Now, there's a couple of reasons why we use candles at Mass. Two reasons why. The first is that it reminds us of the days in which the church celebrated Mass in the catacombs, in hiding, because they were in persecution in the days of the Romans, and they went underground, and the only light they had was the light of candles. and the tradition survived. That's why we still use candles today. Kind of interesting, that is. But the other reason is because a candle symbolizes Christ. Why does a candle symbolize Christ? Because a candle burns itself down to nothing at all. It dies, so to speak, giving off light for others. And that's the thought that I would ask you to think about today. St. John once told us that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. What's the very first thing God says in all the Bible? Very first words God speaks in all the Bible. He says, "Let there be light." And there was light. And the light shone. Until Adam and Eve defied God and his good commandments, and until Cain killed his brother Abel, and sin multiplied, and the darkness descended. But you want to know what? God's light still shone brightly. God's always light. And his light always shines for anyone who has eyes to see. When Christ our Lord was born on Christmas Day, it was kind of like Genesis all over again. Darkest hour of the night, darkest season of the year, darkest time in all of human history, Jesus was born again, and it's like once again God said, "Let there be light." And you want to know something? God still says, "Let there be light." Because when things get really, really dark, what does God do? He raises up saints. Don't you ever despair. When things get dark, God raises up saints, and they do God's will, and that light shines. You know, a candle defies the darkness as if with a clenched fist. It shines forth its light, and it doesn't matter how dark the darkness is. The darkness can rage. The darkness can fury, powerless to stop the light that's shining. And that's just the way the saints are, right? They do God's will, and it doesn't matter what's going on around them. The light shines. And what did Jesus say to you and me? What did he say to you and me? He says, "You're the light of the world. Let your light shine for everyone to see." And you know how we let our light shine? We let our light shine, so to speak, by imitating a candle, so to speak. You know, we let our light shine by doing God's will, and that's kind of going to make you feel a little bit like a candle when you do it, because if you're doing it right, you're going to be spending yourself. Spending yourself, and it might make you tired, and it might make you weary, and you know, if it does that, all I have to say is you're probably doing it right. Because it's when you spend yourself down to nothing, just like a candle, that's when God's light shines. You ever heard it said that you're supposed to die to yourself? Let me share this thought with you a little bit, something I found recently I thought I'd share with you. What's it mean to die to yourself? Here's a few thoughts. When you're forgotten or neglected, and you don't hurt with the insult, but your heart is happy, that's dying to self. When your advice is disregarded, your opinions ridiculed, and you refuse to give in to anger, but take it rather with patient, loving silence, that's dying to self. When you bear with disorder, with irregularity, with tardiness, with the annoyance of other people, and you endure it as Jesus would, patiently and lovingly, that's dying to self. When you never refer to yourself in conversation, or record your own good works, or itch for praise after an accomplishment, when you love to be unknown, that's dying to self. When you can see your brother prosper and rejoice with him and feel no envy, even though your needs are greater, that's dying to self. When you're content with any food, any offering, any clothing, any weather, or any person's company, that's dying to self. When you can accept correction and take it humbly, submitting yourself inwardly as well as outwardly, and with no rebellion and no resentment, that's dying to self. You can be sure the light shines. You can be sure the light shines when that happens. And so once again, brothers and sisters, we celebrate Candlemas. It's been 40 days since Christmas. The lights have been put away. The decorations been packed away. The gifts you don't want, you've returned them. The toys that are broken, you've thrown them out. Fruitcake, you threw that out too. It's been 40 days since Christmas, but you know, the light still shines, and God wants to shine his light through you. a light to defy the darkness of the times that we're in. Will you let God's light shine through you? Please answer yes. The well-being of so many people depend on it. Let's say yes to God's voice as we hear it in our hearts, that His light might shine through you and through me as well. Amen.